another episode of Little Life Lessons. Today, we are going to be talking about being thankful. And yeah, so first we are going to give examples and talk about why we're thankful for these things. And then we're going to give more examples of things we're thankful for. And then we're going to do a little bit of a journaling activity, I think you would call it. I don't really know. But yeah. And so let's get started. Okay, so now we're going to get started with this. And today we're going to need a couple things. You will need a journal, like a notebook or something. Or you could just get a general piece of paper. And you'll need something to write with, pen, pencil, marker, something like that. And then, yeah, and we'll be doing, I'll tell you throughout this episode to do more with that as we go along. So just, like, keep it by you. Or if you don't want to do that, then just listen to the message. And, yeah. So, yeah. So, wow, JC, this is really nice. Okay. Anywho, so things you're thankful for. I'm going to give some examples, just like two or three so far. And then we're going to talk about why we celebrate Thanksgiving. And I know I have said this like probably a million times, not a million, it was like probably like five times before, but there are so many things to be thankful for. And yeah, and we're gonna go over some of them now. And in case you're feeling, if like you're asking, like when you hear me asking you these questions, like what are you thankful for, and you're thinking of something like, I don't want to say that, that kind of sounds stupid. I've thought that myself before, and it's not. Like, if you're thankful for something that, like if you're thankful for a cookbook or something like that, that doesn't sound like appealing to everyone, you can still be thankful for it. And yeah, okay, more examples. I'm thankful for my family, for my house, and for school. Those are just three things. And yeah, so those are some examples. And question: why do we celebrate Thanksgiving? I want you to think about this right now. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to think about it. Or five. Okay. There you go. So, why we celebrate Thanksgiving? And, first, we're going to start off with, like, some things that you do for Thanksgiving, then that's going to get, like, related to the stuff over there. And so, Thanksgiving, I usually get together with my extended family, and, like, we just eat dinner and hang out and stuff. And if you don't have, a tradition or like something like that, that's okay. But yeah, and so the reason why we celebrate Thanksgiving is just to be thankful for all the things we have. Even if you don't have much, you should still be thankful. And there's so many things to be thankful for. Like, just here, like looking from my room, like looking around in my room, I'm thankful for all these things. And who do we thank in this? God, our Savior. And because He created everything in this world. And so it's just like this day that we be thankful for everyone, everything. And yeah. And so that's why we celebrate Thanksgiving. And then there's also all the whole pilgrims came to America or something. Yeah, I don't know the whole deets on that. But, yeah. So, that's why we do it. Okay, so now here's how. Why am I snacking so much? Okay, so now we're gonna get. Now we're gonna have you write on your paper. So I want you to write at the top of your paper things I'm thankful for. I'm gonna do that on mine right now. Things I'm thankful for. Okay. And then you can like draw a line under it or like a squiggly line or something like that. And now I want you to think of at least three things that you are thankful for. Or if you don't have paper or something right now, I need you to think of this. So I'm going to do six. First one. I'll tell you these after, so I'll give you time to think. Okay, you get 10 more seconds. Okay. So, I wrote like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I wrote 9 things. I'm gonna add one more so I can be so it can be 10. Okay, yeah. So the first thing I had, family. And also, if you didn't think of many things, you can also use some of my examples. Family, friends, school, teachers, a house, chapstick, clocks, good weather, food, and my bed, which I'm currently sitting on right now. Yeah. And so some of these things, like when I was thinking of it, I wrote them down because you might think, okay, I don't want to say I'm thankful for this because it might sound weird to whoever else might read this or something. And so chapstick. Yeah. Chapstick clocks. Yeah. So there's so many things. Like, I got all of these things, but okay, so if you have three things and you didn't write all of these, I want you to add more. I need you to think of a person you're thankful, a place you're thankful, and an object you're thankful for. Okay? And so I'll give you some time to do that right now. And I'm going to put a star by the ones that are objects and family and places. Or if you need more time, you can pause this and do that. So I put a star by family, school, and chapstick. Family, people. I could have done friends for that as well. School and teachers, I could have done that as well. For a place, I did my house. And for objects, I did chapstick and clocks. And so, yeah. And those are just some examples of things that you're thankful for. And also, yeah, if you want to write more things, you can take some time out of your day to do that. And yeah, I'm just going to give some more examples of this stuff. Wait, I already did all those. Never mind. Okay. I also want you to write, this doesn't have to be on the same piece of paper, but I want you to write this somewhere. I want you to write things that aren't going well in your life and for someone that needs healing. And if you're excited for something, if you're happy for something, I want you to write about this and pray about this. So, if something like if a person is sick and you want them to feel better, pray. If maybe you don't have the most friends at school and people are being mean to you, pray. If you're excited about a concert soon coming up or something, pray. Praise God for that. And if like it's your birthday coming up soon or something, I want you to praise God for that. And also, I want you to write on this paper, for people around the world who don't have as many things as you, and like maybe they're sick and they don't have these things that could heal them, like vitamins and medicine and that stuff. They need help, and your prayer could help them a lot. And it doesn't have to be specific people, just like people around the world who need help and healing. And yeah, so I think that's all we have for today. And thank you guys so much for watching. Please check out my brother's podcast, Truth and Trials, my cousin's podcast, Grace Loves Books. You can follow me on Instagram at jc.crafts. And we'll see you next time. Bye! Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye! Okay, I also forgot to mention that I don't think most of you know this unless you're like way back 2020 podcast, Little Life Lessons podcast fan. Well, previously How to Beat the Bully. Yeah, so that was my first podcast that I started, but I didn't like it. So I changed it, and yeah, and I was just wondering, like, how, like, if I didn't delete that, how would I, like, what would it be right now? Like, yeah. Another thing, wait, so that, started on, November 18th, 2020, and yeah, so I will try to post a short episode on that day, so you know that. But this podcast, The Life Lessons, started on November 24th, and I will also 100% do an episode on that day, because it's the 2-year, why did I do the math, 2-year anniversary of this podcast. I'm probably going to make, like, cupcakes or something, and yeah, and also, what was I going to mention? Oh yeah, please check out the other episodes of my podcast, and thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye!